Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This podcast is brought to you by MidlandUSA.com, your leader in overland and off-road communications. Make sure you use discount code ANDERSONPODCAST at checkout for exclusive deals today.
Welcome to the Anderson Overland Podcast.
Yes, welcome to the Anderson Overland Podcast. I am your guide host today and every day on the Anderson Overland Podcast, Joey Anderson. Welcome back. I am stoked about today. I'm going to talk about a lovely place that I spent the last 20, almost 20 years of my life in, living in, raising my family in, and just a lovely place to go visit. Hence the word visit. Not so fun to live in anymore, unfortunately. It's just been saturated, just my God, overrun by second home vacation rentals and tourists. And you know what? I'm not afraid to say it, and I will say it on here. That is all to blame on the city of Big Bear Lake Council and the Resort Association. They ruined that town. It was great to live in for about the first 15 years. In the last 5-6 years, it's just been absolute hell. And you know what? That's just my opinion. Take it or leave it. If you still live there, sorry. Hope it's still enjoyable for you, but it wasn't for me. So we got out and moved back to America, to Arizona, across the old Colorado River and back to freedom. So anyways, but it's a lovely place to visit and camp and check out in the summertime. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I got, like I said, about 20 years of experience living in that town, trail riding and camping and exploring. And there's just a lot of really neat things to see there. There are a few spots that I will not disclose because they're just beautiful places that I don't want to let out into the public realm, because some of the public out there doesn't know how to take care of these beautiful spots. But most of these are pretty well traveled and pretty well known, but maybe they're not to you. Maybe you have never been to Big Bear and it's a place that you want to go check out, get to know, and spend some time in. So that's what we're going to talk about. So Big Bear Lake, it's just amazing what has gone on there in the past. The Serrano Indians, or the people of the Pines, spent time there about, I don't know, 2,000, 3,000 years ago in the highlands there. They lived near springs and streams and rivers and settled in the Big Bear Valley. I work actually for a tribal fire department, and their tribe actually is from the Big Bear Valley. They are called the people of the Pines. Yahaviatum is the people of the Pines. And they're the Serrano Indians that occupied the East Valley of Big Bear. If any of you guys are familiar with the Pan Springs area or Baldwin Lake area, that's where those people, or their people, I should say, settled back in the day. And then, unfortunately, they were run out by Benjamin Wilson, who was hunting Indians, I believe, in 1845-ish. And kind of ran them all out of the area, unfortunately, and kind of took over the valley. And then shortly after that, William Holcomb came into town hunting bears and discovered the Big Bear Valley. And he said it was the most beautiful mountain valley he had ever seen. A few days later, he returned to the valley with some companions. And while they were tracking grizzlies, he decided to start settling in that area. And they actually were camping and saw some glitter of gold and a quartz ledge, and that started this entire gold rush of Big Bear, which is one of the most historical gold rushes in the United States. Between like 1860 and 1912, it was one of the biggest producers of gold and silver in the area. And just unbelievable stuff up there to see still. There's the old Lucky Baldwin mine, Metzger mine, the Rose mine, all up there, all accessible. And there's remnants left to see when you're up there trail riding and stuff off of Holcomb Valley Road and some others that we'll talk about. But yeah, Big Bear was a big Native American settling area. And then, you know, the white folk came in and took it over and pushed them all out. So, which is, you know, an unfortunate thing that they took their lands away from them. But, you know, unfortunately, that's happened a lot over history. So anyway, so yeah, it's one of my favorite places to go trail ride, camp. There are some really neat places on the north end of Big Bear Valley. Is a place called Holcomb Valley, or right over the mountain there, over Bertha Peak on the north shore. We go up and over those mountains there, that little range, and it drops you into Holcomb Valley, Holcomb Valley Ranch, which is a huge placer mining area from back in the day. They did a ton of mining back there, and there's old cabins, and there are remnants of mining operations there, and pipe and fencing and arrasters and you name it, tailings, old mine shafts and things. There is an old mine called the Van Dusen Mine, and it is kind of a legend, and supposedly no one has ever found it, but there's supposed to be a treasure in that mine that Van Dusen, who was another settler there that opened the Van Dusen wagon trail from Big Bear to Hesperia back in the 1860s, I believe. He had a mine back there, and it was one of the most profitable mines in the area, I guess. He kept it a secret and closed it up, and no one has found it since. So maybe somebody has, actually. I don't know. if I found it, I wouldn't tell anybody. Apparently it's pretty rich in gold and has been closed up and never found. So yeah. So Holcomb Valley, what an awesome place. There's a really cool campground there, Holcomb Valley Campground. There's Hannah Flat Campground, all beautiful, beautiful spots, just amazing places to go. When we had our Trucks and Tacos event, we actually had everybody out and took everybody to a secret camping location north of Holcomb Valley Ranch, which was absolutely just bitching. And there's so many places to disperse camp out there that are nice and safe and easy to get in and out of. I would definitely recommend trying to find a map of that area and searching out some spots. There's some great rock climbing back there, and there's just all sorts of trails everywhere. 3 and 16, gosh, that's an amazing trail. You could take 3 and 16 out of Fawnskin, which is on the north shore, and it goes all the way down through Big Pine Flats and down to Hesperia on the north side of the San Bernardino Mountain Range. That's a really cool trail. It's probably about, I don't know, 2-3 hours of driving. And there's lots of stuff to see on the way. Lots of just beautiful scenery and creeks and just amazing forest back there. So I would definitely recommend Holcomb Valley. Like I said, it's on the north shore of Big Bear, just out of Fawnskin. You can actually take another road just north of Serrano Campground called Polik Canyon Road that goes up and over as well into Holcomb Valley. It's actually one of my favorite ways to get into Holcomb Valley. It's on North Shore Drive. You go into Big Bear, and instead of going over the lake when you're going into the town of Big Bear there, you take North Shore Drive. So don't go over the dam, stay to the left, take North Shore Drive, which is Highway 18. Through Fawnskin, you can actually go where the Fawnskin Fire Department is. You can make a left there and take that out into Holcomb Valley. But I like to continue my way through Fawnskin and the North Shore and to Polik Canyon Road and make a left there if you're heading east and take that up into the forest. And there's just some incredible places to camp out there, which I just love. Just gorgeous out there. It doesn't even look like California in some of these spots that we'll talk about. You're just like, oh my God, what is this? But yeah, so Holcomb Valley Ranch is an insane place to go. There's old placer mining and stuff back there. There's actually a tour that you can take. The Forest Service and BLM have put some displays, some markers. I think there's like 1 through 8 markers out there that display different historical sites, like the placer mining area, the arrasters, which is where they crushed the rock and the ore, the cabin sites, Holcomb Valley Ranch, Metzger Mine. I mean, there's just a ton of really cool places to see. Metzger Mine actually is a pretty safe mine to go into. It's not blocked off or anything. You can walk back there pretty far. It's pretty neat. So definitely check out any maps that you can get in Big Bear Lake of the North Shore area, and check out the Holcomb Valley area for those sites. It's definitely worth a little day trip to get out there, even if you're not camping out there, to check that stuff out. Yeah, so we camped out there at the end of the Trucks and Tacos event, which we are planning right now for the next date. And we went out there that night, camped with about, I don't know, maybe 30 or 40 other vehicles, had a great time. And then we took 3 and 16 east into Baldwin Lake and went south on Baldwin Lake Road to 2 and 09. And 2 and 09 goes down into the east valley of Big Bear, like behind Baldwin Lake into the Arrastor Creek area. And you can take that road down to a connector there in Cactus Flats area to Pioneer Town. There's a trail that will go all the way from Baldwin Lake, 2 and 09, all the way to Pioneer Town, which is down by Joshua Tree, 29 Palms, Yucca Valley area. Pioneer Town is a really neat little town. If you've never been down there, there's an old Western town that they used for movies. And then there's Pappy and Harriet's, which is a really cool, like adobe sports bar, grill, concert venue place down there in town. And it's really cool to take the trail down there for a day, go to Pappy and Harriet's and eat, and then head back up to Big Bear on the same trail. It's really fun. There's some little bit of, you know, challenging spots, not really anything big deal, but some rocky, rough spots, some tight turns and things on the way back up. But you know what, that adds to it. There's actually some offshoots of that trail that are pretty gnarly if you want to get, you know, crazy and leave parts of your vehicle behind. But that trail down to Pioneer Town is amazing. If you want more information on how to do that and the actual trail to take down there, just hit me up on Instagram. It's Anderson Overland on Instagram or Facebook, and I'd be more than happy to provide you with a map on how to do that. So, yeah, so Pioneer Town is definitely worth a trip. There's another spot to camp at, actually out that direction, out in Baldwin Lake off 2 and 09. There's some really, really cool camp spots. There's one in particular that I really like to go to, right just about, I don't know, a mile in, maybe 2 miles in, 2 and 09 from Baldwin Lake Road east. There is a spot to camp, and you know, right off the trail. And there's a hiking trail there that comes off that little turnout camping spot. And you take that out north of 2 and 09, and it will take you to the Crystal Mine. There's a little mountain there that you can actually see from the 18 as you're heading up from Lucerne. Right before you get into Big Bear Valley on your left, there's a crest right there, a little ridge top. And there's a crystal mine on top of that mountain. So that's definitely a pretty cool place to go. I'm not going to give you exact coordinates or location, but that's kind of a more of a local spot, but it's really, really neat to check out. I'll let you try and find that on a map or get more information. I don't want to give away all my goodies, but the Crystal Mine is a really neat place to go walk around with your kids. And it's public land. It's federal land. It's not protected or anything. And it's really cool to go hunt around for crystals in there. And it's just basically a big rock that's on top of that mountain. And there's quartz and crystals just littered all over the place. And after it rains, it's really cool to get up there and check that stuff out. Near there, right off 2 and 09, is God's Eye, which is a very sacred spot for the Native Americans, the Serrano Indians there. And back in the day, they thought that the miners that came into town thought that that was just full of gold because it's a solid quartz rock, just a massive quartz rock. And they put dynamite in it and blew the top off of it, actually, which is pretty sad. They ruined that sacred place that the Native Americans had held so dear for so many thousands of years. But you can check that out too on your way through 2109. It's on your right hand side there. And just a really, really neat spot to check out. Just really unbelievable. But it looks over the entire valley from the east end, looking west over the entire valley of Big Bear. So that's really cool. So definitely check that out. It's another really cool place. Goes down into that road goes down into Arastra Creek. There's a creek down there. And just out of Arastra Creek, as you're heading down to Cactus Flats on 2109, it gets pretty good. Pretty challenging as far as 4x4ing. It's really fun. I really enjoy that location and that stretch of the road. It's kind of a challenge sometimes depending on the weather and what's been going on down there. But yeah, so 2109 is another really cool spot to check out and explore the crystal mines and stuff. If you are able to find out where that is, like I said, I'm not going to give that location away too much, but there is a hiking trail that you can use off 2109 to get to it. But it's kind of hidden if you don't know what you're looking for. But
this upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Another really, really neat place to go and to explore if you're up there camping is Butler Peak. It's a fire lookout. It's on the northwest end of the valley on the North Shore, and you access that road. I believe it's 2N13, the 2N13Y, and it goes up to Butler Peak. And that is an incredible trail to drive up and really fun to go up there. Really, really neat place. Just like 360 degree views of the mountain range and the valleys below from up there. Just unbelievable. Really cool to go up there after a storm when the clouds are kind of down below you, or when like there's a foggy day, or like when the cloud cover's below Big Bear and the valleys, but it's clear up in Big Bear. That's a really neat place to go. You can see the clouds just go forever, like this big sea of clouds as far as the eye will take you. It's a really cool place to just go up there and park and have a picnic, go up to the lookout. There's usually hosts up there, like actual fire lookout hosts up there during the summer that they can direct you, and some really cool places to check out and give you a really good education on what you're looking at and kind of how that whole thing started up there. So Butler Peak Lookout is another great place to check out. Moving on to the South Shore, there are some really, really neat places on the South Shore to camp. You're not allowed to have campfires in the valley pretty much year round without being in an actual designated campsite like Serrano Campground on the North Shore or some of the Yellow Post sites, which are up Mill Creek Road on the South Shore and up towards Holcomb Valley on the North Shore 3N16 area, 3N14. So those places you can have campfires, but anywhere else you're dispersed in the valley, you can't, unfortunately. Just too much fire danger. But up on the South Shore mountain range, the Snow Summit ski area, location and Bear Mountain, between those two ski areas and at the very top of them, actually, there's a road called 2N10 that goes all the way from Moon Ridge at the top of Club View Drive out of right where I used to live, actually, in my neighborhood. Bear Mountain Ski Resort is where it starts. And you take 2N10 up and it will hug the ridge top all the way over to pretty much to Mill Creek, which is on the far west end, Castle Rock, Lodgepole Pine, Bluff Lake, all really cool places to check out as well. But if you start there on the east end, or, you know, you can start on the west end too, out of Mill Creek Road on the west end of the valley, and take that up to 2N10. There's some really neat places to see up there. Some really cool little hidden places to camp, to disperse camp up there as well. One in particular that I love, it's a little bit exposed when it's windy, but it is just an incredible view from up there down the backside of Snow Summit into Converse and Seven Oaks area. One of my favorites, probably my favorite place to go other than Butler Peak in the entire valley, is called Grand View Point. And that's at the top of Snow Summit. It's pretty well traveled. There's a lot of people there all the time, so it's not really a secret. But if you take 2N10 across, it's just the entrance to it is just west of the top of Snow Summit off of 2N10. It goes south. It's a little goat trail through some vegetation, and then it opens up into this big, huge turnout there, and the views from there, the camping there is just awesome, especially if you're there by yourself for a weekend, or like a weekday is the best place to go, or the best time to go. But the views of San Gorgonio, San Bernardino Peak, Anderson Peak up there, the canyons and Seven Oaks and all that is just beautiful, beautiful. The sunsets up there, incredible too. So I highly recommend, if you're in Big Bear, even if you're up there for the day, I would highly recommend either going to Butler Peak or Grandview Point. Just west of there, to get you can get up there too from this road. Mill Creek Road out of the west end of Big Bear Lake comes off of the highway there when you get into town. You'll have to look it up. It's on the map there, but you just take Mill Creek Road up towards Cedar Lake, which is a retreat center. You go up past Cedar Lake, and there's a preserve called Bluff Lake, and you can hike into it. And it is one of the most incredible places that I've ever been up there. Especially after a wet winter, there's a little island in the middle of this lake, and this huge, huge meadow. On the other side of it, there's a Boy Scout camp. I believe it's private property over there on the other side, so you got to be careful. But there's some places to park and walk into. There's an old like cabin up there and some old structures that have been there since the 1800s. And that is just another beautiful, beautiful place to go. Bluff Lake, if you have not been, there's on the west end of Bluff Lake, there's a little dam, and it's a really cool place to have a picnic there. Robin and I have done that several times, and just really neat, really neat place. So definitely check out Mill Creek Road and, go up to Bluff Lake if you have a day to do that. It's, you know, like I said, it's just well worth the time, and you will not be disappointed. I've spent a lot of my days up there, and it just doesn't disappoint. There's also Lodgepole Pine up there, and there is Castle Rock. That's a really neat little hike right off the highway, right off Big Bear Boulevard or the 18 there on the south shore. It's kind of just west of Boulder Bay. Boulder Bay is kind of a good landmark if you guys are familiar with that bay as you come into Big Bear. All like Mill Creek comes off of that area to the south, and Castle Rock is just before you come to Boulder Bay on the right hand side. You'll see a bunch of cars parked on the road there, and that's a really neat little hike. But you can also get to Castle Rock from Mill Creek Road, the Bluff Lake area that I was just talking about. Coming into it that way is really neat too. And Lodgepole Pine, which is a humongous pine tree up there, it overlooks some of the valley from those points. Just really cool experiences. So yeah, so there's another trail that I would highly recommend you taking. Like we were talking about before, the 2N10 comes off of Clubview Road at the top of Moon Ridge in Big Bear. Like I said, there's a ton of places to camp up there. You cannot have campfires, but you can camp in some of the places up there and some of those little offshoots. But there is a trail. I cannot remember the number offhand right now, but it's between Bear Mountain and Snow Summit, closer to Bear Mountain. It's called Radford Trail, and it goes down the backside of Bear Mountain down into Commerce. There's a Forest Service fire station down there and Seven Oaks Resort, which is another really cool place off Highway 38 on the backside of Big Bear. If you go down from Big Bear on 38 down into Redlands, on the way down, there's a road called Glass Road. You take it to the right if you're going downhill. It goes down into the valley there and goes to Seven Oaks Resort, which is another great camping spot. I think they've got a little RV park down there, and there's a the creek, I think South Fork. It's the headwaters of the Santa Ana River, actually. And there's some really cool fishing down there and just some beautiful places to hike and camp down there too. So definitely check that out. But Radford Trail comes down from Bear Mountain, connects down to Commerce, and empties you out to into the bottom portion of Glass Road and Seven Oaks Resort. And it is pretty challenging at times during, you know, washout, you know, storms and things, but most of the time the road is very well maintained and really, really cool. It's one of those trails that you're going down, and you're like, my God, where am I? Like, this does not seem like I'm in Southern California and only 2 hours east of LA. These mountains back there and just the scenery is unbelievable. It's something like that you would think you would see in like Lake Tahoe or Mammoth or Colorado or something. It's really pretty. So definitely check out Radford Trail. It's definitely going to be on the map. Like I said, it's south of and west of Bear Mountain, comes off of pretty much the summit of Bear Mountain Ski Resort, comes down into Seven Oaks. So that is really neat. There's also another really cool place at the top of the 38. As you're coming into Big Bear, it's off to your right, just past Onyx Summit or before Onyx Summit if you're going down the mountain. And there's a place back there called Juniper Springs. It's pretty far back there. It's also accessible off of 2N09, which we were just talking about, the trail that goes out to Pioneertown. But you can access it from Onyx Summit area. There are signs and stuff, and it goes down to the right, goes east of the 38 on the north side of Onyx Summit into the like Tip Top Mountain area, Juniper Springs. Like I was just saying, there's a Juniper Springs group camp back there, and just gorgeous meadows and things that are definitely worth a check out. You definitely need to check that out too when you're down there. It's just beautiful. So that's pretty much a synopsis of Big Bear and some really cool places to go see. There are many more that I would love to share, but they're kind of little hidden gems and secrets of mine that I don't want to give away. Though I keep those close to my chest, but those are some main ones and some things to check out. There's actually some really gnarly trails and really fun trails out of Baldwin Lake. Gold Mountain Trail is really, really fun. Goes up and over the top of Gold Mountain. It's pretty challenging. There's John Bull Trail, which is out in Holcomb Valley. If you guys are into the more challenging trail runs and want to leave parts of your vehicle behind, those are really cool. John Bull and Gold Mountain Trail. So definitely check those out. You can get maps at the Discovery Center on the north shore of Big Bear. It's the Forest Service Discovery Center right there by Serrano Campground. They've got everything you need and multiple shops in town. Definitely check out Laguna Grill, which is my favorite Mexican food place in town. Our friends own that place. It's right there in the village, right at the end of Pine Knot. Really, really great Mexican food. And I hope you guys enjoy yourselves if you ever go up there. If you ever need any information or any, you know, places to go, I would be more than happy to show you and tell you, or at least tell you, give you directions. So anyways, hope you guys have a great day. Big Bear is a great place, and I do miss it. I don't miss the tourists. I don't miss what it turned into as far as living there full time, but that is a gorgeous, gorgeous gem of California, and I highly recommend checking it out. So have a great one. We'll talk to you guys soon. We'll have more coming up, and that's it. Love you. Bye.